Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Friedberg is our guest, our good friend, Brain Trust member. She's an investment, a portfolio investment manager. She's teaches finance and investing to MBA and undergrad students. She's the author of a number of books on investing, including personal finance. Is this the new one, Personal Finance, an Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management? Is that the new one, Barbara?
It is. It's a big reference book. And
there you go.
Yeah, that is the newest.
All right. So, and give us your website, please.
My two websites are RoboAdvisorPros.
.com, right?
.com, right. Of course, and Barbara Friedberg Personal Finance.
I before E.
Yes, very good.
So check that out, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. You'll thank me later. Okay, Barbara, we're talking about robo advisors, folks. These are the tools that you can find online that will help you. It will help educate you to the degree you want to be educated, and will take away some of the decision making to the degree that you don't want to know anymore. And based on a profile that you give them, they'll align certain investment offerings with your profile and aggregate a profile, a portfolio, basically, right?
Yes, Barbara? Absolutely.
And they'll do that. And these are relatively new. So check them out. How many robo-advisors are there?
You know, there's new ones showing up every day. I think they're somewhere in the mid-20s right now. But
like mushrooms, they're popping up all over the place, right?
Yes, they are.
But if they go to your website, RoboAdvisorPro.com?
Yes.
Pros with an S, right?
Yes.
If they go to your website, you'll teach them about these things, right?
I absolutely will.
So
and
folks,
also, as a side promo, I write for the Investopedia.com site where I write about these robo-advisors.
So go get to know Barbara, folks. You'll be glad you did, and to learn more about these. So this what we want to talk about now, though, is the fee part of this, because you want to make sure we covered this. So, folks, when you buy a mutual fund, there's a management fee. There's a load. They call it a load that you're going to pay some commission or some administrative or whatever, depending on who you're buying it from. It's called a load, and it's going to be a percentage of your purchase, of your investment, and you're going to pay that. And you've got to recover that with profits. Otherwise, it costs you. On top of that, there's the robo fee, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us about all that.
I'm so glad you parceled it out. First of all, in general, the robo-advisors select mutual funds with extremely low fees. For example, 0.05%, which is incredibly low, is not uncommon with one of the mutual funds. And the overriding fee then, because, you know, a company's got to make some money, they're doing this for you. Their management fees range from a really low 0.15% on up to, mm-hmm. you know, some of the robo-advisors that offer, for example, Personal Capital offers access to financial advisors as well. They're going to charge you a 0.89%. And this is on top of the mutual fund fees. And what do you get for this?
So 0.8, I mean a little less than 1%.
Yeah, that's really on the high end. Most of the robo-advisors are less than 0.50%,
mm-hmm.
which is really low. And these robo-advisors are ideal for people that might ordinarily have gone to a financial advisor.
Right.
And they want to cut their fees, and they have a mm-hmm. relatively simple mm-hmm. needs, and they just don't want to get their hands
dirty. So this way you can kind of keep up with what's going on. And then when you do business with these people, who gives you the report? Who delivers your report on how your portfolio is doing?
Well, that's what's great. They call it robo because so much is computerized. And you can look on their website.
I have my own account there. I established my own account there.
You
established it looks very much like a Fidelity account.
It depends based on the, obviously.
But
the
It'll be like that. Here's what you put in. Here's how it's doing so far. Here's what your costs are. Here's how to get it back.
Yes. And you go on your website.
Redeem, I should say.
You can see it at all times.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I really like about these robo-advisor firms is that they invest based on the smartest information out there.
Mm-hmm.
Their theories on how they choose their funds are based on Nobel Prize winners in general.
Are these people competitors to Fidelity and Scottrade?
Are
they cutting you off? Are they cutting those guys off a little bit?
Again, this is a fabulous question because what's happening is they were, until recently, when Schwab, Fidelity, TD Ameritrade have all started their own.
They have their own robos, right?
Okay. So in essence, the smaller guys, the Wealthfronts, the Betterments,
mm-hmm.
they're actually now having to compete with the big
right.
players.
So if you already have an account, maybe you could go, you could look, see what kind of robo program they have.
Absolutely.
But mainly, folks, first thing you got to do is go to Barbara's site. Give it to us again, Barbara.
Robo Advisor Pros.
Pros with an S .com.
Yes.
And get smarter about robo advisors and lots of other stuff that Barbara talks about. Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job. Will you come back again soon, please?
I will. It was so fun, as usual, Jim, and I'm going to send you all my books so all of your wonderful listeners can learn more about how to invest.
Thank you. Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.